talk about a company that does not need introduction. Ken, from DuPont. DuPont, if you haven't heard of it, is a little company started somewhere in the vicinity of, 1802 or something like that. And Ken has a deep background, a couple decades of experience at DuPont alone, but also in oil refining, and comes over and understands both sides of the equation when it comes to the challenge of the RFS and also the challenge of building a first-in-kind plant. Welcome.
Thanks, Brooke. It's a pleasure to be here as well. I did come out of our oil and refining sector in DuPont, and some of my friends call me. It's kind of like the lunch we had earlier today, and they started asking me questions about what are we doing in biofuels with all of their oil and gas friends. But it's a lot of fun. So most of you don't know who DuPont is. DuPont's an old company, as Brooke said, started in 1802. But we've gone through a lot of transformations over those couple of centuries. We're a $35 billion company, and you may have seen that over the last few years we've done a lot of things that are changing our company. We've gotten out of the paint business. We're getting out of the performance chemicals business. But we're really focusing on some new things that's new for DuPont: food, energy, and protection. And that gets to our pioneer brethren that are in the seed business, biotechnology for energy, protection for standard of living as we supply the ever-increasing population around the globe. DuPont, our business actually is part of what we call industrial biosciences, a legacy of the Genencor enzyme business, melded with our advanced biosystems in DuPont to provide a new business that kind of bridges the gap between agriculture and advanced materials. So here we are focusing on biotechnology to provide enzymes, provide biomaterials, biochemicals, biofuels, that are going to be the next generation of products for the world. If you look at where we're located, we are a global company, global business in industrial biosciences. As you see here, we're in Asia, we're in Europe, we're in South America, and we're in the U.S. And that mirrors where we're working on cellulosic ethanol. We are actually working with customers in all those regions to license technology for cellulosic ethanol. Three different areas to kind of give you a quick breakdown. We have a lot of knowledge around microbiology, fermentation technology, biochemistry. All those we use to provide different products, enzymes for your laundry detergents. We make bio-based chemicals that are used to make carpet and textiles, which is growing dramatically for us. And, of course, biorefineries, where we supply enzymes and other materials for the first-generation ethanol businesses, and now cellulosic ethanol and biobutanol. So as you can see, we look at the world when it comes to cellulosic, and we look at what are the opportunities for that. And we actually see opportunities in many regions of the world, and we're very active in all these regions looking at potential uses of our technology to convert biomass to cellulosic ethanol. So anywhere you are, you may have a biomass that's available that is good for our technology. When you look at our business itself, we kind of have a multi-pronged approach. We're building our plant in outside of Ames, Iowa, Nevada, Iowa, 30 million-gallon plant, which I'll talk about in a second. But our primary focus is really to license the technology, to work with partners globally to provide that technology, focusing a lot on corn stover, sugarcane bagasse, energy crops, and potentially other ag residues. We provide a full-service technology package when it comes to licensing. So if you want to be able to build a plant, you can come to us and actually be able to take that plant, and we'll help you build it, start it up, and make sure it's going to operate for you. What is our offering? What are we looking to do? We have an integrated technology package that's kind of unique for DuPont, because we provide everything from soup to nuts, so to speak. We are really focusing on making sure it's demonstrated and it's investment grade. Low cost, low operating cost, low capital cost, energy efficient, water efficient, sustainable, and we're looking at and working with potential users both in the fuel and chemical industries. If you can look at the breadth of DuPont, specifically in the biotech sector and in biofuels, everything from pioneer seeds, crop protection chemicals, you see the integrated biorefinery technology there, both with enzymes, the ethanologens for the yeast, so to speak, to make the chemicals, as well as the fuels. First thing you have to do when you're dealing with biomass plants, cellulosic ethanol, is get a supply chain. You got to have a feedstock. We've done a lot of work on this area with our pioneer friends, and we've developed a technology and know-how around sustainably and efficiently, cost-effectively providing a supply chain for a plant. So much so we won a Sustainable Biofuels Award in 2012 for some of the work we'd done. Being able to do this and have an understanding of that is very key for supplying a cellulosic ethanol plant. Some of our experience there, we started out in 2010 harvesting about 2,500 acres of corn stover in Iowa and Nebraska. This last year we did 65,000 acres of harvesting, and then this year will be about 190,000 acres in the fall of 2014. A lot of knowledge and a lot of know-how that's been developed for that so that you can have a sustainable supply chain. Our process itself is somewhat different than most others in our industry sector. We have a fully integrated process, as I said. Pretreatment technology is different. It's a dilute ammonia technology. It is designed to be optimized for fermentation and saccharification of the biomass, of the sugars. And then we go through some typical things around ethanol recovery. But we also have a unique co-product solution for the lignin piece that we can provide to customers as well, whether you need to be generating power or not, or steam, or even potential off-site sales of that co-product. If you look at performance, we actually focus a lot. We're almost obsessed with yield, actually, within our organization. We're already operating at 75 to 80 gallons per ton of biomass, high sugar conversion, high fermentation conversion. We have new enzymes from our Genencor friends that are coming out to continue to push the envelope, to push past 80 gallons per ton, and we're working on our second generation and third generation technologies to even push those yields further. So yield is a very important part of what we do, keeps your operating costs down, and keeps pushing the technology forward. What do? When we license the technology, we have a core technology that is kind of the core piece of the plant. Then you also have to understand the feedstock and processing on one end and the co-products on the other end, whether it's energy or electricity that you can then put together with the rest of the facility. Getting down to some of the advantages there, as I mentioned, feedstock, conversion technology, high yields, and the sustainability. DuPont is really big on sustainability. So one thing we designed the process to be is have no wastewater treatment. It has very efficient steam and electricity use, almost zero process water makeup for the process, and a scalable, customized to the biomass boiler that is an optional unit that can actually make more steam and more electricity if you choose to do so. When you look at our plant by the numbers, we're looking at 30 million gallons plant for our facility in Nevada. Chris was talking about the available biomass in the region. We're harvesting about 10%, 8 to 10% of the corn stover in a 30-mile radius of our plant, about 375,000 tons, 590,000 bales of biomass to make 30 million gallons of ethanol. It's a pretty big undertaking when you look at that supply chain. Start looking at some of the pictures. You can see here as we began construction in the fall, our construction partner, Fagan, has really been doing a good job here and just really moving forward very quickly. Now you can see steel and structures coming up out of the ground, as well as fermentation tanks and other tanks for the facility. And you can see kind of a zoom-out view of the plant as we're making progress. So we're going to be commissioning. We'll actually start commissioning our facility, some of the utility units, in the second quarter of this year is what we're scheduled to do, with a startup later in the year once mechanical completion is done. Summary, DuPont, we have an integrated cellulosic ethanol solution. We're actively working to license the technology as we're building and starting up our facility in Nevada, focusing on making sure that it's low cost, low capital, energy efficient, sustainable, and, of course, it's backed by DuPont's know-how in biotechnology.